WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Courtney Barnett's new album, Tell Me How You Really Feel. Barnett is a 30-year-old singer-songwriter from Australia who received rave reviews for her 2015 debut album, Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. Ken says the new album fulfills the promise of her debut.
On her debut album a couple of years ago, Courtney Barnett presented herself as the sort of withdrawn artistic type who sits in a corner at a party, alternately shy or making savage jokes about the guests. On her new album, Tell Me How You Really Feel, there's an implicit acknowledgement that her new popularity has necessitated a more public life. And on a song called Help Yourself, Barnett is so good she can distill everything I just said to the five words that form this chorus. Humble but hungry, need validation.
Darkness depends on where you're standing. Jump the creek and watch the sunshine swim. You found in a pig.
As an out gay woman, Barnett has been outspoken on issues including marriage equality and domestic abuse. On the song Nameless, Faceless, she addresses male rage, picking up on this quote by the novelist Margaret Atwood. Men are scared that women will laugh at them. Women are scared that men will kill them. Barnett folds those words into this song, along with her own take on various manifestations of misogyny.
The success of Barnett's debut album seems to have taken her aback somewhat. She feels some pressure. In recent interviews, she's admitted to writer's block during the composition of these new songs. That situation has inspired another of her trademark long song titles. This one is called Crippling Self-Doubt and a General Lack of Confidence. I hope she realizes she struck gold with that one because critics and other writers love self-punishing phrases like that. It helps, of course, that she's made good music out of those words. Crippling Self-Doubt and a General Lack of Confidence also features background vocals by Kim and Kelly Deal from the feminist American rock band The Breeders, an influence on Barnett.
Smell it on your breath, a certain absence.
Did you notice Barnett's guitar playing there? She's really good in a forceful punk rock manner. It took me a few listens to another song called Charity to realize what it reminded me of, the way Lou Reed's records in the 1980s sounded. On Charity, she's got something of Reed's vocal phrasing and a bit of Robert Quine's slash and burn style with her guitar. The new songs sound like inner monologues shaped and sharpened for public consumption. Barnett undoubtedly wants her album title to be taken in two ways. Sincere interest, tell me how you really feel. And eye-rolling sarcasm, tell me how you really feel. It's not ambivalence, it's complexity. It's not self-absorption, it's articulating what's inside her, that she knows is also inside of you.
Ken Tucker is critic-at-large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed the album Tell Me How You Really Feel by the Australian singer-songwriter Courtney Barnett.